Good evening, everybody. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of August, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm going to do another update on the 5-2 diet that I'm currently following. The diet of intermittent fasting, where for 5 days of the week I eat normally, and for 2 days of the week I eat a very, very reduced calorie diet. And I'm recording this for two reasons. First of all, because I'm coming towards the end of my second fasting day for this week, so I'm nearly at the end of my second week following this eating plan. And also because I've been asked some questions by the lovely Nick Holloway Vox, who is also on Audio Boo, and he asked me some questions as to whether I thought this way of eating was sustainable long term and what the barriers might be to it not being sustainable. I think that's right. I hope I've summarized your questions correctly there, Nick. And I think my updates for both of those all kind of flow into one. I'm still of the opinion that the hardest day was the first day, Monday of last week, the first time I'd done it. And, you know, by the time it was bedtime, I was absolutely climbing up the walls ravenous. Interestingly, I wasn't climbing up the walls ravenous when I woke up the following morning. And that was the first big learning point for me, was the hunger does not just get worse and worse and worse, it comes in waves. So I think, as I've said before, wave of hunger, drink a big glass of water, it's all good. One of the reasons that I think this diet could actually be sustainable is that there is always tomorrow. So if I'm on a fasting day and somebody brings cakes into the office, I can say, can we put mine in a tub and I'll have it tomorrow? Whereas if you're on a completely calorie-controlled diet, you would have to just say no, which is very, very dependent on willpower. Certainly, I do not have a lot of willpower when it comes to food, but I am finding it very easy to turn down food and to eat consciously on my fasting days because I know tomorrow will be okay. One of the other things that might be a barrier to sustainability, I suppose, is that, you know, your 2 days, it might not always be convenient to do 2 days in a week. And again, one of the things I like is that the research seems to imply it doesn't have to be the same 2 days in any week. You can chop and change it about. So if it doesn't suit you, for example, John and I are trying to do Mondays and Wednesdays as our fasting days because they generally suit us better. But next week, Monday is a bank holiday Monday, and we'll be staying with some friends, and I don't want to be worrying about fasting then. So we're just going to switch and do Tuesday and Thursday next week. So there's enough flexibility in this as an eating plan to work around a lot of things. The other thing is, you know, like I said on my first day, you can still go out for a meal with people. You know, even if you're on a fast day, if you go out for a meal, find a sensible low-calorie meal, and you just don't eat anything else for the rest of the day. So I think a lot of the things that are traditional barriers to sustainability with other diet plans don't occur with this one because of that element of flexibility. The interesting thing is that the Horizon documentary, the guy who did it, did the plan for 5 weeks, confirmed that he'd had the benefits in terms of reduction of growth hormone, and then said he'd probably keep on doing it, but possibly at a reduced rate. I think there's not a lot of research in terms of the long-term effects of this diet, whether you need to continue on fasting 2 days a week. Maybe you can drop to 1 day a week or do 2 days every few weeks. I don't know. My inclination is if I can carry on at this level, as long as it's not doing me any harm, then I'm not sure why I wouldn't. It's very interesting. I'm certainly enjoying it. I'm certainly finding it entirely doable. And I'm hoping there'll be some benefits.